Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy. I wake up smiling every
morning, thinking about the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I do feel like getting a tattoo is a little like having kids, because it seems really cool when other people get them. But then you get one and you're like, shoot, I have this forever now? It's not gonna be cute in 10 years.
April 24th, 2025 is the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin. Katie, are you feeling better?
Yes, actually.
Because last night she wasn't on Random Retro. If you're a super fan, you just heard the boys broing it out. Yeah. I had Kevin. I said, let's pick some bro songs.
Oh, yeah.
And we played some bro songs. If you don't know what Random Retro is, what's that?
A lot of Nickelback?
No Nickelback.
Wow. We should have done Nickelback.
It's a missed opportunity.
The Random Retro is a show we do from 5 to 6 p.m. And it's all 90s and 2000s hits. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to drive home. And the song that Kevin picked, Mama Said Knock You Out. So manly.
Have you ever heard that song before?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
You seen the music video too?
Right.
I can't say that I have.
Tell her about the music video.
He's in a boxing ring, okay?
We talked all about this.
Yep. And he's just at work. He's working out. Yeah, he's getting his pump in.
Sure.
And his mom's like, yeah, you better beat him.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kevin's doing that thing where you raise your hand up, you point down at somebody.
Yep. He goes,
you better beat him.
He goes to mama and he says, mama,
what do I do?
I have fight. What do I do, mama? Trainer mama.
And, oh, the mama's training him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And mama said, knock him out.
Well, sure.
And then we started talking about whether or not Kevin's mom, Kim, would ever tell him to knock someone out?
What would your mom say?
She wouldn't say anything. She would be just stay away from fights.
That's right.
Okay.
She's a pacifist.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a pacifist.
Peaceful.
That's right.
Okay.
So, we had a lot of fun on Retro yesterday.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
There's a chance that by now you've probably already seen this clip that went viral of a news report for a local news company in Australia where an accident happened and they're talking to eyewitnesses, and two of the eyewitnesses are twin women. And these women are like in their 40s. And what makes this so odd is that the women are talking at the exact same time. And here is the clip of that.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and
he was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun.
Now, I know, it's to me, this sounds like when you're talking to somebody in your car, and then you pull up next to them in their car, and both your windows are down.
And you can hear yourself.
yeah. But like...
Our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mama's.
This is where it starts to fall apart a little bit.
Okay.
So, like, I am. What I found out about these two women is that these weren't just two twin women putzing around Australia. These two have tried to become famous multiple times.
Oh.
With this, like, whatever
weird
you want to call
that
this.
They're doing.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm thinking that this doesn't sound real. Now I'm gonna play. I found this other clip, okay, of them talking about.
And we heard this big bang.
In an interview, it's an interview they did.
We don't know why, but we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us.
Now that sounds like they rehearsed that.
Well, that line they've certainly rehearsed, but to be able to talk about this car accident,
right,
as eyewitnesses, they couldn't have practiced that.
Which is why I'm going to go back to that original clip. Listen to when it starts. Like, at first you're like, wow, that's so weird. They're talking at the same time. They must share a brain or something. But then it totally falls apart.
Oh, our heart started to pound. And I said, well, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because like one of them is just staring at the camera while the other one's talking, and just like a hip hop hype man, just being like, "Mom, yeah, like this."
Oh, I don't think. So, are you saying you don't think that it's real, and they're doing this on purpose?
Yes, I think they're.
Yes, obviously.
They're saying they're not. They say that it's some sort of spooky condition that they have.
Well, they might actually believe that. Anybody that wants to walk around like this. By the way, they're both wearing scrubs. Right. Matching scrubs.
That's true.
Which means
well, they wear matching clothes all the time.
Okay, but scrubs means that they work together.
Right.
Can you imagine having to be around these people?
Oh.
Like, they have no friends.
No, none. Zero.
And their poor mom. What happened to Mom? She's trying to get away from you.
Right.
She saw that car crash, said, he's got a gun. She said, take me.
Not those two.
Right.
Not those two. I wonder what their names are. We should, let me see if I can find out.
I'm sure it's like Sally and Mally. Like.
Bridget and Paula.
They should change their names. That's bad branding.
I mean, it seems like. They are twin, and don't get me wrong, like, we all know twins.
Yeah, people have a twin connection. It's not that, though.
Right, there is a twin connection, and it is spooky. It's not this.
No.
This seems like they're just really, really trying.
It's their shtick.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, ladies, you're pushing 50. Drop the shtick.
Right.
Just be twins.
If that's enough. That makes people want to look at you.
Right. Not just look at you, but be around you like, oh, wow.
This is so crazy.
My wife's best friend is a twin.
Yeah.
And whenever like we hang out with like her twin, I'm like, wow, this is kind of
so
nuts.
Great.
This is kind of crazy.
Yeah. There's two of you.
Yeah. So like, just drop it, you know?
God, they seem so insufferable.
They really.
And like, I'm sure they don't date, right?
Oh, good question.
Right?
Do you think that they do?
No.
He had all blood all over his face. And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting him to make him look the other.
Oh, man. You can, if you go back and watch this, you can really tell when one goes rogue. Because the other one kind of.
I wonder if there's one that is like their job is to just keep it going and the other. Or do they switch off?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, because the one who goes rogue is telling the story. And the other one scrunches her brow up like, we didn't rehearse that part.
Right, this isn't what we said we were going to do.
But anyway, though, yeah, it's all over the internet, though, if you need to see it.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Jelly Roll had a big day yesterday.
I am not okay.
But he might be soon, because all this time, Jelly Roll, despite being one of the biggest music stars in the world, pun intended.
Okay.
Has not been able to travel or play any shows internationally, which I didn't know. And the reason why, Katie, is...
He's a felon.
He's a felon. He's not allowed to leave the country.
Now, I don't think that means you're not allowed to leave the country. I think it means there are many countries that will not allow felons to travel in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well... Yesterday, he had a very serious, very long 2-hour meeting with the Tennessee Board of Parole. And the Tennessee Board of Parole voted unanimously to recommend that Jelly Roll get pardoned. Okay. And that would allow him to travel internationally. So now it's all down to the governor of Tennessee, a guy named Bill Lee. And if he agrees with the board, then he pardons Jelly Roll, and Jelly Roll goes on a big international tour for the first time ever. And we want to know, we're asking the question, is this fair? Because it looks like it'll probably, I mean, if you get a unanimous recommendation from the Board of Parole from the state, like, you're probably going to get paroled. But is it fair? Here's why he is a felon. Aggravated robbery and drug possession. Now, the drug possession, in my opinion, it's like, okay, I don't know if we should throw the book at somebody.
Well, I mean, at this point, he's obviously cleaned up his life enough that, which that, it seems like, especially drug addiction, that's the hardest thing to stop doing.
And the aggravated assault was 24 years ago.
When he was 16.
Yeah.
Wait, does that seem right? 16? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it fair? Because again, in my head, you know, well, 24 years, he's done a lot with his life. He's clearly turned it around. You know, the fact that, like, you to go back to backsliding onto a former life, he has all the opportunities in the world now to become a drug addict again.
Sure.
And he's not doing it. In fact, if anything, he's losing weight. He's lost 200 pounds. You know, I think that he should. The thing is, not everybody in situations like this get paroled.
Right.
Or get pardoned, I mean.
Right.
Is that fair?
So it sounds like he went to jail and was arrested many, many times.
Right.
It says here he was arrested at least 40 times.
Jeez.
Now, granted, his first arrest was when he was 13 years old. So I'm sure he had a rough upbringing as well. What if you are somebody that turned your life around, but not in as an impressive way? What if you turned your life around, you no longer do drugs, you contribute to society, you all these different things, but you just work at a gas station.
Right.
And you don't have, I mean, I'm going to say, granted, he's, you know, works hard at what he does, but what is now a privileged life.
Right.
I don't think we're as impressed with that guy. And I think we should be more impressed with that guy.
And I don't think that you know, said gas station worker gets pardoned.
I don't think so either.
I'll bet he does. I'll bet he doesn't even have the means to have
to hire an attorney.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so you can text in 916-909-1065 or call us 909-1065 and tell us your opinions. Somebody said, I think it is fair because sometimes things happen for the better. Now he reoffended and kept going back and was a career criminal. Then I would say no, but he was for a long time. Until he got locked up in a federal prison.
Right.
Yeah. Another text. I know many people who have felonies and are doing good. And I know many people who have felonies and keep going back to prison at the end of the day. But are they pardoned by the governor?
See, I don't think we're saying he doesn't deserve to be pardoned.
Right.
I think what we're saying is if he deserves to be pardoned, anybody else that has straightened up their life, who isn't a famous millionaire.
Right, right.
Deserves to be pardoned as well.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
That's in my opinion as well.
So, I'm talking like apples to apples. If it's the same, I'm not saying every felon that has straightened up their life deserves a pardon. I'm saying if you had the same charges, did a similar time, all those different things.
Especially if most of them were for drugs, too. But that's my opinion. Anyway, though, keep the text messages coming in. 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call. Sigue.
Que a mí me gusta todo lo que exide.
Uh-oh. J Balvin coming to Golden 1 Center. And we have your tickets. How about that, huh? Amazing. And we're doing it by playing Talktionary. And Katie, Real fast, what are the rules of Talktionary?
Well, this is just Pictionary cards, but obviously you can't see what we'd be drawing, so we're just going to describe what is on the cards. We can skip around on the cards, but we can't go on to a second card until we've gotten all five on the first one.
Good morning, Viviana.
Good morning.
Calling from Roseville, and you chose Kevin to be your teammate today. So yes. Do you have any questions about how Pictionary or Talktionary works?
Yeah, so it's basically describing what he's drawing. I have to guess, right?
Correct. We're not really drawing it. We're just gonna describe it. Exactly. Yes.
30 seconds on the clock. Two rounds. You're gonna go with Kevin as soon as you're ready. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Go.
Okay. This is the country off of Asia. It's the island. The island off of Asia.
Japan.
What?
Japan?
No. Popcorn chicken comes from here.
Thailand?
No. The other land. I didn't know there were so many islands. Okay, you know what? Skip. I'm opposite of tall.
Tall?
Tall, yeah. Like the height.
The opposite of it.
Tall.
Yeah.
Oh, short.
Okay.
Wow. Kevin?
Did you get any?
That last one.
You got short.
Right, no, yeah.
Okay.
So you got one.
You need to listen better.
She needs to pronounce better.
She said, like Paul, and you said, yeah.
Paul?
That's what she said.
What was the first one?
Taiwan.
Oh,
that's
my.
Where popcorn chicken comes from.
Okay. Nobody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Not to mention the fact that Asia's surrounded by an archipelago.
Well, I just found
tons
that.
Tons of islands.
I found that out now when she named everything but Taiwan.
All right. Viviana, I apologize for that one. I'm going to put you back on hold, though. And now we're going to go to Christine. Christine chose Katie as her teammate. You there?
Yeah, hi. Yes, I'm here.
All right, great. We're playing for J Balvin tickets and 30 seconds on the clock. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Christine, you ready?
Yep.
Go.
The opposite of a wife.
A husband.
Yes. If your name is William, sometimes people call you this for short.
Bill.
Yep. Tires are made of what?
Rubber.
Yes. If water freezes when it's coming off of like a gutter and it becomes like the sharp thing, what is that?
An icicle.
Very good. If you listen to a song again, you do what?
Put it on repeat.
Replay.
Still, well, four.
All right, you got four.
And where is popcorn chicken from?
Oh, my God.
Taiwan.
Kevin, I'd stagger. You know what? Here's what we're going to do.
I can't
Christine,
wait
I'm putting you on hold. Thing. Viviana, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm going to offer you a question.
Okay.
You want to do round two with Kevin or with me?
Ooh, smart.
Ooh.
Oh. With Kevin. I can't let him down.
Oh, my God. Viviana, you.
What a good friend.
I love you.
What a good girlfriend.
You're great.
All right, your funeral. All right. You need. You need three, Viviana, just to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, if you don't get three, we don't even do round two with Katie. Here we go.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Viviana, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, you draw blood from this.
A vein.
Yes. You wear this if it's your birthday or across your chest.
Lanyard.
Like a queen, like a pageant queen would wear.
Oh my goodness.
Skip.
Okay, if you take LSD, you do this.
Take what?
LSD. You see things with your eyes, your vision. Okay, I'm starting to think I'm
all
not
right.
the problem.
And with that, we are all done. Right. Viviana, yeah, thank you problem. Very much. Do you regret your decision just before we let you go?
No, I don't.
I love that.
Bless her.
I love that.
I believe the word was sash.
Sash and hallucinate.
That was the other one. Christine, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see J Balvin at the Golden One Center on May 11th. That was you didn't even have to do the second round.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, we'll have so much fun at the show. Take a lot of pictures and tag us and 106.5 The End in all the pictures, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
You got to stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And we have a big, long day ahead of us. Is that going to affect her on the game? Are you smarter than Katie? Maybe she's storing up all her energy. Who knows? We're about to find out. Alicia, good morning.
Hello.
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 I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. And I'm going to ask you the five questions. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is $40. All right.
Awesome.
Katie has left the studio. Here we go. Question one. The Jonestown Massacre is one of the worst stories about cults in history. It was when the cult leader Jim Jones convinced his flock to drink poisoned punch and hundreds died. It's where the term really drinking the Kool-Aid came from. It's being turned into a limited series by HBO, and it's going to be written and starring Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live. Interesting. What horror movie did Bill Hader star in?
I don't know.
All righty. Question two. The movie 10 Things I Hate About You was very popular. It was from 1999, and it is being turned into a Broadway musical by Lena Dunham from Girls and Carly Rae Jepsen. Despite having several albums, Carly Rae Jepsen only had really one major hit. What was it?
She'd Call Me Maybe.
Okay. Question three. The death of Pope Francis has really piqued the interest of the Pope selection process, and the Oscar-nominated film Conclave is now booming in streams. Amazon Prime reported that Conclave saw a 238% increase in streaming and was seen by over 6 million people in the last 2 days. Wow, that's crazy. Who was the star of the movie Conclave? Was it Ian McKellen, Gary Oldman, or Ralph Fiennes?
Ralph Fiennes.
Question four. Taylor Swift had the record for being the youngest self-made billionaire, but she has been dethroned. A 30-year-old woman named Lucy Guo. Am I saying that name right, Kevin? What do you think?
I don't know.
Guo. Lucy Guo now holds that title. She co-founded an AI company, and her net worth is $1.2 billion at 30. Wow. How old was Taylor Swift when she became a billionaire? Was it 32, 33, or 34?
32.
And finally, Pete Davidson used to be covered in tons of tattoos, and he regrets it. He has spent years removing them and spent a lot of money. He revealed that he has removed a third of his tattoos, and it has cost him $200,000. So how much will the total cost be to remove all his tattoos?
$600,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Alicia, what are we doing today?
I'm about to head home from work.
You're heading home from work? Okay. Yeah, and what do you do for a living?
I work at the children's receiving home.
Children's receiving home. And overnight, too? Wow, what a saint. Yes, you really are a saint.
Definitely not.
Oh, my gosh. Stay on hold. We're going to play with Katie, and then we'll come back to you. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one, you know what the Jonestown Massacre is?
Yes.
The cult was called, but that's where Jim Jones killed his whole flock with poison Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
Well, it's being turned into a limited series by HBO, and get this, it's being written and it's going to star Bill Hader.
Okay.
I mean, he does great dramatic work. He does, yeah. I just, when I hear Bill Hader, I don't think dramatic work.
Oh, I kind of do now. I kind of don't think of funny work anymore.
Interesting. What horror movie did Bill Hader star in?
God, was he in a horror movie?
3 seconds.
Us?
Nope. He was in It Part 2.
Oh, that's right.
Part two. Question two. 10 Things I Hate About You from 1999, starring the Joker,
Heath Ledger.
It's being turned into a Broadway musical.
Oh.
And it's being turned into a Broadway musical by Lena Dunham.
Okay.
Who, do you still like her or not anymore?
I don't know that I never liked her or disliked her. I find her intriguing.
Interesting. And Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh.
What was the only hit that Carly Rae Jepsen had?
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe. That's it. Question three. The death of Pope Francis really piqued the interest of the Pope selection process in people. And Amazon Prime is reporting that the movie Conclave saw a 238% jump in streams. 6 million people have watched it in 2 days.
I kind of want to watch it.
It's excellent. I really liked it. It's a talkie. It feels like, as opposed to what?
An action film. Okay, I don't think there's going to be a lot of action films about the Pope.
But I mean, there's no sex scene. There's no it's just a very slow moving movie, and a lot of people don't like that anymore. Who was the star of Conclave? Was it Ian McKellen, Gary Oldman, or Ray Fiennes?
Is his name Ray Fiennes or Ralph Fiennes?
Ray Fiennes.
Okay, then Ray Fiennes.
Yeah. Spelled Ralph, he calls it Rafe.
Got it. Okay, didn't know that.
British people.
Crazy.
Question four, Taylor Swift. She used to be the record holder for the youngest self-made billionaire. Not anymore. A 30-year-old woman named Lucy Gow holds that title. She co-founded an AI company, and her net worth is now $1.2 billion.
Wow.
How old was Taylor Swift when she became a billionaire? Was it 32, 33, or 34?
Oh, 34?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good guess.
Because it was the Eras Tour that, like, pushed her over the edge, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Question five. Pete Davidson, you know, he's getting all his dumb tattoos removed.
Yes.
He revealed that he is a third of the way done.
Okay.
And he has spent $200,000 removing them.
Uh-huh.
So what's the total going to be when he removes all of his tattoos?
Well, how many tattoos does he have?
That's irrelevant.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's a third of the way through.
Of how many tattoos?
It doesn't matter. That part, Kevin, help me here. That part of the math doesn't.
She's going to have to figure that out.
How can I know?
A third of it.
A third of how many?
Girl, I can't. Of a whole. A third of a whole. So if you have a hole, what's a third of the hole?
I'm just going to buzzer. I'm going to buzzer. The total's going to be $600,000 when he's all done.
Multiply by three.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Shut up.
Alicia, are you there?
Yes.
How can we help Katie understand this?
Right. I think just multiply it by three works pretty well.
Well, she's really stuck on how many tattoos, though. All right, anyway, the final score, you both got three.
Oh, God.
It's a tie.
Woo!
Wow. Congratulations, Katie.
I hate to do this to somebody that works at Children's.
I know. We're adding $20 to the jackpot, and Alicia, sadly, what is it that you want to tell us?
I'm just as smart as Katie.
You're just as smart.
You're a much better person.
Just as smart and a much better person. thank you so much. I love her laugh.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie found a story about a 9-year-old in Kansas doing something that they weren't supposed to do, but it's got a happy ending.
Yeah. So this 9-year-old boy drove himself to school.
Why?
He missed the bus.
Okay.
and concerned citizens saw what they described as a person that appears to be too young to drive. And I would imagine, what do you, like, sit on phone books or something? Like, how do you reach in a truck, no less?
Oh, it was a truck?
Yeah, it says a white Chevy. I guess it doesn't say if it's a truck, but...
Because I'm trying to picture, like, my son, who's 8, he's going to be 9 in a couple months, picturing him behind the wheel of a car. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to reach the pedals and see over the steering wheel.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess maybe if he sat all... I have no idea.
So...
Okay, so he missed the bus.
Misses the bus. Grabs the keys.
To his parents' car.
I assume his parents.
We assume.
Drives to school.
Okay.
He is met in the parking lot by police.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Who say he did a perfect parking job.
Wow.
In fact, they said parked better than most adults.
Okay.
And the reason he drove himself after missing the bus was because he was worried about missing state testing.
Wow.
So he broke the law to state test?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, like, if a kid's going to break the law and drive a car.
Yeah.
I can't think of a more noble reason.
Right. Good for, not only good, because usually when you hear a story about, like, kid steals parent's car, first thing you think of, or one of the first things you think of is, what a dumpster parent.
Right.
Not in this case.
No, they raised him too well.
Because state testing isn't even, like, about him,
no,
per se. It's about how, like, the school as a whole is ranked and funded and all that stuff. And it's like,
and I'm sure it's his teachers probably stressed the importance.
Right.
You know, at my kids' school, they're like, make sure you eat a good breakfast so you can fuel your brain. This is really important.
Right. And most of the kids, like, are like, nah, I'm going to screw off. Who cares? What do I care?
C.
Exactly.
C, what do I care?
Can I make this Scantron into a smiley face?
Oh, right.
But not this kid.
No.
He saw the, you know what? Let this kid drive a car.
Yes.
Let him do it.
Okay, so you are prepared to issue a 9-year-old a driver's license.
Yes. If they prove that they are responsible enough.
Okay.
Because that kid would ace a written driving test. He'd do better than most kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the driving test, a little bit of a difficulty. But you know what, though? Let's make some sort of kid's seat for a driver.
Okay.
Like, you know, like kids under a certain weight.
Like a booster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a booster.
Okay.
And maybe moves them a little bit closer to the steering wheel, props them up a little bit, comes with some sort of, like, Forrest Gump leg harness so they can, like, hit the pedals a little bit better. Let's make this.
Okay.
Because that kid, I guarantee, is more responsible than most of the people I see on the road.
Well, and certainly more than most of the people in Kansas, I assume.
Absolutely.
At first, when I saw a 9-year-old drives himself to school in Kansas, I thought, is that not the case for every 9-year-old in Kansas?
I mean, how many times on this show?
Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm saying this.
Okay.
Have we tried to argue that dogs should be allowed to drive?
A little bit too much.
A little bit too much is right.
I forgot that we did a push.
Yeah. More than one.
More than one for certain dogs.
Certain breeds.
Not all dogs.
I don't care if that sounds racist.
Right.
Certain breeds can do it. Certain breeds can't.
Certain breeds are allowed to drive cars.
Right.
And depending on the breed determines what kind of car they drive.
Yep.
I think universally we said pugs out.
Right. No, yeah, of course.
They can hardly breathe.
Golden retrievers, absolutely in.
And yes.
And if we're going to sit here and use the power of our pulpit, okay, to lobby for canines, certain canines, drive a car,
right,
then certainly that extends to 9-year-old boys that want a state test.
Okay, yeah, I love that. And the police were very sweet about it. They said they're going to leave it to the parents to decide if they want to punish him. What? They're not going to press any charges or anything. Although I don't know if, could you charge a 9-year-old? I guess you can. If my kid did this,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd punish him.
That kid's still going to get punished because these are obviously good parents. However, what the punishment's going to be is you can't read any books. And the kid's going to go, no!
You have to play video games all weekend.
Don't make me Fortnite.
You have to. And you have to Roblox. I swear to God, I'll make you an account. I will make you an account right now.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've listened to this show long enough, if we're playing Family Feud and the top five things Katie loves to eat are on the board, what's number one, Kevin?
Clams.
Oysters.
He means oysters. Yes.
Oysters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there is a trend in oysters right now.
Oh.
And I don't know if you would think this is good or not.
Okay.
It's a mashup.
Okay.
Of two things that we already eat.
Yeah.
And fancy restaurants are getting into it. Oyster is one half. The other half is a s'more. And they're calling them smoysters.
What?
Yes. They are calling them smoysters. It's an oyster and a half shell topped with Hershey's chocolate, crumbled graham cracker, and a tiny marshmallow. Then they torch the whole thing to brown it.
Absolutely not.
Here's a picture of what they look like so you can see.
No.
So would you eat this, or is this an abomination?
That is an abomination.
What makes this an abomination? Can you see it, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, well, first of all,
the marshmallow on an oyster?
Yeah, it's probably the chocolate graham cracker and marshmallow on the oyster. It doesn't seem like the texture of an oyster would even lend itself to this concoction.
So you like the sliminess of an oyster?
I like everything about an oyster.
So is the sliminess part of the experience? Because I would imagine when you toast it, it's going to firm up the oyster.
And I don't like oysters Rockefeller chewier. That much.
Is that cooked oysters? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think it has like cheese and stuff. Mm-hmm. This feels like we're just trying to make headlines.
He says it's very popular.
Is it popular because people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going to eat this?
I would imagine that, like, okay, I'll put it this way.
Okay.
When do you have oysters? The meal, in the chronology of a meal.
At the beginning.
It's an appetizer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you also like to close the evening out with an oyster?
Mm-hmm.
And then think about somebody like Kevin, who I don't know if this is true or not, but I don't know if I've ever seen you really eat an oyster. Do you like oysters?
I only love Rockefeller oysters, like cooked oysters, grilled oysters.
Okay, so would you be more inclined to eat oysters if they came with graham cracker, chocolate, and a marshmallow?
See, I love s'mores. Like, I would eat anything s'mores, but I can't wrap my head around these flavors.
Well, think about it like this. If you're just joining us, we're talking about smoysters.
Smoysters.
It's a new thing where it's an oyster s'more. I would imagine the saltiness of the oyster would actually taste pretty good with the sweetness of the s'more. My thing with s'mores, and I don't like them, is that they're too sweet. It's sugar on sugar on sugar, you know? So if you introduce some kind of saltiness to it, maybe it's really good. I would try this, and I'm not an oyster guy.
I mean, I would try it.
Because it's an oyster.
Because it's an oyster. But I
pick off everything else.
If somebody said, I mean, I would try it, of course. I just can't picture myself being like, that was amazing.
The person who invented this, the chef that invented it, he says his next one is going to be a thin mint oyster.
Okay.
We got to stop.
I don't know this about
is,
that.
No. This is.
He's planning on introducing that this fall.
No. This means, first of all, not even thin mint season in the fall, okay? So where are you going to get fresh thin mints?
Great point.
This guy's got to stop. This seems like something that was invented on drugs.
I'm just happy that somebody is out there trying to make oysters more to the masses.
Okay.
Mass appeal. I would have thought you would have been okay with that.
I don't want everybody else to eat the oysters.
Because you want to eat
them. Because I want to eat them.
Yeah.
I'm leaving for Monterey today, and let me tell you, tonight,
yeah,
I'm going to throw back so many oysters.
How many road trip oysters are going to be in the car?
Oh my God.
I'll get them when
Mommy,
I get
them. Mommy, the car smells terrible.
Well, my 11-year-old loves oysters, too. Yeah. She throws them back as well.
Wow, look at you two.
Yeah.
Just the fanciest little fancies.
Brow. Yeah. Yep.
Don't get your pearls dirty while you eat your oysters. More caviar to put on top of the other type of seafood.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You know, when I hear this song, I think of one person and one person only. It's George Clooney. The not-so-silver fox anymore. He's dyeing his hair for a Broadway show, guys. Leave him alone. He did an interview with journalist and astronaut Gail King. And during the interview, he made a shocking admission about something that him and his wife, Amal Bedalz, have never done. Here's the clip.
And Amal and I, you know, I remember we were here with you once before, and remember we said we'd never had an argument. We still haven't.
You still haven't?
No, we're trying to find something to fight about.
But I
think because I started so late with Amal.
I remember when you said you'd never get married, you'd never have kids.
Yes.
Now you're married and you have
kids.
See
what happened? Yeah. Look what happened to me.
Yeah.
We're going to stop it right there for a second.
Okay.
Because there's more coming. But first of all, never had an argument in a relationship. Gavin says red flag. How can there be nothing to argue about? How can there be nothing to argue about? One of the two of you is a doormat.
Well, maybe that works.
How, what? You should have more respect for yourself and have opinions and stick, you know, and it's okay if you disagree on something.
But what if they don't? What if they agree on everything?
Then that's weird.
I think it's wonderful.
I
would love it.
If they agree on everything, I don't believe it. Nobody agrees on everything.
I mean, it's unlikely. I'm just saying it does. Like
the odds of the two of them have the same favorite food or favorite restaurant.
Okay, but that doesn't have to be something you could argue about. It could be like, oh, you want Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory tonight.
Because, I would never say
okay,
that.
Just say you did.
Okay.
And my favorite restaurant is Long John Silver's.
Why are we such trash people in this scenario?
Okay, but I know you love Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory,
right?
So I don't mind when we go there.
Right, but what if we never go to Long John Silver's?
But we do because we have such a good relationship.
All right, well, listen, I just say our arguing in a relationship, as long as it's, you know, within the confines of you know...
Not abuse.
Yeah. It's good, and I think it's healthy for a relationship. I think arguing is like going to the zoo. It's great to have tigers, as long as they're behind a cage. You know? As long as you can argue, as long as it's behind a cage. But here's the rest of this interview with Gail King. It's George Clooney, my boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
And we have such a... I feel so extraordinarily lucky to have met this incredible woman. And I feel as if I hit the jackpot. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Oh.
So yeah. It's great.
Barf!
What?
Oh, first of all, that's weaponized. He's saying that to me.
Okay, it does seem a little bit like he has heard you, first of all, lament about when he met this wife of his, who I believe is an environmental attorney.
Snore.
Okay. And stunningly beautiful.
She's all right.
Okay. Okay. And when that happened, you were, I mean, beside yourself. You did...
Inconsolable.
You plotted ways that you could infiltrate, insert yourself into their life. It would start in a Manny position because they have twins.
Mm-hmm.
I believe eventually you would push Amal out of the way.
Through
seduction.
Yes.
And eventually end up with George.
Right.
Okay.
She can have full custody. I don't care.
Wow.
We're going to live on Lake Cuomo, me and Georgie.
Okay. So it does seem like he heard that.
Yeah. And he's sending me a signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
But you know what, though? What? Like I said, couples should argue.
Okay. Okay.
Zero regrets. And George, I just want you to know. So you've been listening.
So that's your takeaway.
You've heard. So you have got my letters.
Okay. That is one way to think of it. Another way to think of it is like this. If you love something, set it free.
Right.
And if it loves you, it'll come back to you.
I can't exactly follow that mantra in this scenario.
Why?
Well, one, I mean, they live in Italy. It's too far away.
Are they in Italy?
Well,
I know they have a palace in Italy or something.
I know that that I have had my letters returned from Italy.
Okay, okay. And mostly it just scratched with a knife, leave me alone.
A little bit like that. Right. Second of all, that's not really applicable for this because I did let him go. And he met somebody else.
And he went straight into the arms of another.
And it seems like they're happy and they love each other. Yeah. And so it's like, okay, well, that plan clearly didn't work. If you love somebody, let it go. What if they fall in love? So what I think the saying should be, if you love somebody and they love someone else, break them up. And I have received that message from the universe.
Okay.
And I'm happy to report. I'm going to lean harder into this.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Don't ask Google. Don't ask Jeeves. Ask Kevin. He's the one who goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting with vaguely researched tidbits to back each one of them up. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Australia is wider than the moon?
Is wider than the moon.
Uh-huh. That's sideways wise.
Thank you. So if you were to take Australia and then wrap it around Hobby Lobby styrofoam ball, it would be bigger than the moon? Is that right?
Yes. The moon's diameter apparently is 3,400 kilometers, and then Australia's diameter is 4,000 kilometers.
Can I tell you how much I hate kilometers?
Why?
I just feel...
Who knows what it even means?
Right. Don't tell me what a don't tell me how many kilometers something is.
It's a kilometer.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, show us that with your fingers. Is it big or small?
With your fingers.
It's really big. You can't do it with your hand.
Oh, okay.
How many kilometers are in a mile?
1,000?
See, you don't even know.
1,000!
1,000?
Firmly. Let's Google check.
I don't think that's true.
Many kilometers?
So Australia's 20,000 miles wide?
Okay,
3.1 miles is 5 kilometers.
1 mile is equal to 1.6 kilometers.
You don't think it's crazy that anything on Earth is bigger than the moon?
How big do you think the moon is?
I don't know. I think it's bigger than it is.
I think it's...
it's bigger than... It's not bigger than Earth.
No.
No.
No. Okay.
I think people think it's way bigger than it actually is. I think it's actually kind of small.
It's kind of small.
God, but it does so much.
Because when they did the moon shot where they had to go around the back of the moon, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When we went to space for the first time and they couldn't communicate with them at the time, we did not have the technology to talk to them. So it was like this.
And how long did that take?
It was only a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Do I have any of that right, Kevin?
I mean, it's somewhat. I didn't really research into that, but that sounds right.
Well, listen, you did all the big kilometer work, and that's as much as we could ask for. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal itself? Oh, boy.
Wait.
Every part of your body can heal itself?
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't.
It should. Well, if it doesn't, something's wrong with your body.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah. Name a body part. I'll tell you if it's regenerable.
Well, you didn't say regenerable. You said heal itself. Like,
which is regenerable.
If you have lung damage.
Oh.
Right?
You could heal yourself with lung damage.
Maybe he's saying it can heal. I mean, think about it. If you get pneumonia,
mm-hmm.
Does it mean with medicine?
No, I don't know. I don't think
no,
so.
No, like heal its body, like a cut heals itself.
Right.
I mean,
so
I get it.
Scars.
If
you have a lung cancer,
right.
Obviously replace the lungs.
But I remember, hold on a second. But I remember hearing things that scared the hell out of me as a kid. Like, don't listen to music too loud because you could damage the little hairs in your ear.
I was just thinking about that.
Okay, and they never grow back. Same thing with, like, in your lungs. When I used to smoke cigarettes, they'd be like, every single puff, it kills some of the hairs in your, I forget, mitochondria. I don't know what it's called. But, like, they don't grow back. And there was the whole, they don't grow back. That scared the hell out
of me. That's all myth, I think.
So doctors have been lying to me?
I don't think the doctor's lying to you.
Who's lying to me?
Who's telling you that?
Doctors!
Okay, well, most of it is true.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know everyone's tongue print is different? Like the fingerprint, it has unique features that differ from person to person.
I don't know why. I feel like Katie, but the term tongue print sounds disgusting.
Why? My tongue is much wider than others.
We know. Show me your tongue.
No. You hate tongues. Why do you want me to show you?
Kevin, how many kilometers wide is your tongue?
Oh, probably God. Stuck it out of his mouth. Your tongue is so disgusting. It's fat and white.
No, it's not white anymore, bitch.
It's no. Stick out your tongue.
No. You know what? Now you guys are attacking me because I clean my tongue.
Why are you yelling at us with your eyes shut?
Because I don't want to see the hate.
Hold on a second.
No, you don't get to see it because of her.
Well, no, if you thrush like a baby.
I don't have thrush.
Is your tongue white?
Show your tongue.
Stick your tongue.
No, I'm drinking coffee. And
stick your tongue.
No, don't look at me.
I'm like a doctor now.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Bomb. Yeah, see, it's white.
Is it really?
Not white?
Kevin, go see a doctor.
Katie, you guys are so mean. You know what? I never want to talk about tongues again. Because you guys are being mean about my tongue.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm helping myself.
I apologize. I
tongue scrape, okay?
Right. Do you?
Do you?
I don't need to.
Oh, well.
I go to the dentist and brush my tongue.
Wow.
And she stopped breastfeeding a while ago.
Right.
Me too.
Earlier today, during Are You Smarter Than Katie, we really ran into an issue. And I'd like to, we didn't have time to dive into it, but let's dive into it now. The question was, Pete Davidson used to be covered in tons of tattoos and he regrets it. He spent years removing them and he spent a lot of money as well. He revealed that he's removed a third of his tattoos and it cost him $200,000. How much will the total cost be to remove all the tattoos?
Okay.
And you got real hung up on this.
Well, because I said, how many tattoos does he have?
Right.
So if he's removed a third of them.
Right.
A third of what?
His tattoos.
Which is how many tattoos?
I don't know. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Okay. So he has tattoos.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. A third of them have been removed.
Right.
Which is how many tattoos?
Why do you think that matters?
Because I need to know how much there we started with.
Why?
So the, I don't, what was the question? Okay. I need to know how many tattoos there were.
Yeah.
So then I can decide how much each tattoo removal was.
Okay.
And then I, okay, so let's say it's 100 tattoos.
Okay.
And each tattoo removal cost $100. Then I can add that up.
Uh-huh. But you don't have to for this problem.
Right.
Kevin, help me out here.
So let's say his body's covered in tattoos is considered 3 out of 3 holes. Right?
What holes?
What?
Oh.
Holes. Like a hole.
With a W.
Like a hole.
Yeah, I get that.
So okay. Three of the three is filled. So he's a
this
hole.
This is supposed to help me?
Give me a second.
Okay,
give me a second.
So
okay.
I'm the one.
Okay.
No, I'm the stupid one
second.
For not understanding what's
well,
happening.
Let me
got it.
Wait, I was trying to think of it in layman terms for you.
How about just think of it in human terms?
Fine. I'm trying to explain okay. It. His whole body's a hole covered. So
yes.
If 1/3 of his body is covered, how much is that? So just an arm.
Right.
That's 1/3 of his body.
Maybe instead of the word whole, let's use the word entire.
Entire body.
Okay.
Yes.
His entire body's covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. A third of the entire is gone.
So one third out of the three.
So that's one third.
Of how many?
But you don't need to know of how many. It's just a third.
You just need to know the fraction.
You just need to know the fraction. The fraction is a third.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
you lost me after you. I mean, it was already bad enough. If people are like, oh my God, I can't believe that you can't get this. Did you hear what this idiot, the way he kind of plays? Katie, we can't believe that you're so bad at math. Look at how people talk about math.
It was not the best example, Kevin.
He is a college graduate two times over.
Okay, I was just trying to help.
Don't.
What's the rest of a? If you have a third,
yes.
How many more do you need to get three?
Four.
What?
Two,
no.
Two, one.
Two. You need two.
Two. What?
What's one plus two? Three. We need three.
Two thirds.
That was your question.
Two thirds
of what?
His tattoo removals. His tattoo.
Okay, you have one third.
Right.
And then you said, how much is left? How much of left of what?
Of the total tattoos.
I don't know how many tattoos there are.
Not helping.
Anyway, we tried. People texting into 909-1065. Yes, the answer is $600,000.
Okay, only one person texted in, and I know that you like to exaggerate, but that means nobody else got it.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's. Wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.